Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Book 4. The Triliteral Diagram. Editorial Note. This book and its accompanying chapters rely heavily on the use of diagrams and tables. The reader is referred to the identical article in the accompanying textual version on the same website. Chapter 1. Symbols and Cells. First, let us suppose that the above left-hand diagram is the biliteral diagram that we have been using in Book 3, and that we change it into a triliteral diagram by drawing an inner square so as to divide each of its four cells into two portions, thus making eight cells altogether. The right-hand diagram shows the result. The reader is strongly advised in reading this chapter not to refer to the above diagrams, but to make a large copy of the right-hand one for himself without any letters, and to have it by him while he reads and keep his finger on that particular part of it about which he is reading. Secondly, let us suppose that we have selected a certain adjunct, which we may call M, and have subdivided the XY class into the two classes whose differentiae are M and M prime, and that we assign the northwest inner cell to the one which we may call the class of XYM things, or the XYM class, and the northwest outer cell to the other thing which we may call the class of XYM prime things, or the XYM prime class. Thus, in the book's example, we might say, let M mean bound, so that M prime will mean unbound, and we might suppose that we had subdivided the class Old English Books into the two classes Old English Bound Books and Old English Unbound Books, and had assigned the northwest inner cell to the one and the northwest outer cell to the other. Thirdly, let us suppose that we have subdivided the XY prime class, the X prime Y class, and the X prime Y prime class in the same manner, and have in each case assigned the inner cell to the class possessing the attribute M, and the outer cell to the class possessing the attribute M prime. Thus, in the book's example, we might suppose that we had subdivided the New English Books into the two classes, New English Bound Books and New English Unbound Books, and had assigned the southwest inner cell to the one, and the southwest outer cell to the other. It is evident that we have now assigned the inner square to the M class and the outer border to the M prime class. Thus, in the book's example, we have assigned the inner square to bound books and the outer border to unbound books. When the reader has made himself familiar with this diagram, he ought to be able to find, in a moment, the compartment assigned to a particular pair of attributes or the cell assigned to a particular trio of attributes. The following rules will help him in doing this. 1. Arrange the attributes in the order XYM. 2. Take the first of them and find the compartment assigned to it. 3. Then take the second and find what portion of that compartment is assigned to it. 4. Treat the third, if there is one, in the same way. For example, suppose we have to find the compartment assigned to YM. We say to ourselves, Y has the west half and M has the inner portion of that west half. Again, suppose we have to find the cell assigned to X prime Y M prime. We have to say to ourselves, X prime has the south half, Y has the west portion of the south half, that is, has the southwest quarter, and M prime has the outer portion of that southwest quarter. The reader should now get his genial friend to question him on the table given on the next page in the style of the following specimen dialogue. Question. Adjunct for south half, inner portion? Answer. X prime M. Question. Compartment for M prime? Answer. The outer border. Question. Adjunct for northeast quarter, outer portion? Answer. X, Y prime M. Question. Compartment for Y M? Answer. West half, inner portion. Question. Adjunct for south half? Answer. X prime. Question. Compartment for X prime, Y prime? Answer. Southeast quarter, inner portion, etc., etc. Editorial note. There now appears in the text, Table 4. The reader is referred to the accompanying textual version of this article, which appears on the same FCIT website. The end of Chapter 1. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.